You're listening to the audio production of A Warrior's Faith, Navy SEAL Ryan Jobe, A Life-Changing Firefight and the Belief That Transformed His Life, by Robert W. Vera, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Dave Hoffman.
To Haley and Matthew. Author's note. The events in this book are true. The events related to Ryan Jobe's service in Ramadi, Iraq, have already been made public, in part by various other sources, including books, magazines, newspaper articles, and military award citations. I have constructed the dialogue from my journal writings, interviews, conversations, and memory. Thus, the dialogue may not be exactly word for word, but the meaning of what was said is accurate. For security reasons, I have changed the names of many of the key people in this story. Ryan Jobe was a Navy SEAL. He and I first met in early summer 2008. I am not, nor have I ever been, a Navy SEAL. Ryan and I crossed paths for a brief time, just long enough to change the course of both our lives forever. This is an amazing story of transformation, of how Ryan's life changed when he invested in his faith. Ryan's faith allowed him to literally climb mountains. His faith also helped transform many who knew him, including me. I write this book to share our story and introduce you to my friend, Ryan Jobe, who was much greater than a highly decorated Navy SEAL and warrior. RWV. Forward. It was a beautiful summer night in July on Mount Rainier in Washington State, typical for that kind of year. You know, a million stars in the sky. 15 degrees, 30-mile-per-hour wind gusts, snow on the ground, and nowhere to go but up or down. Left or right was not an option unless we wanted to turn this mountain-climbing excursion into a free-fall experience. So we were going up. Typical, I guess, if you're a goat. The frozen snow crunched beneath our feet as spikes pierced the glacier trying to grab some traction. Like a cruel, never-ending stairmaster, the mountain kept coming, and we kept climbing, adding one more step to the thousands we had already made. One more step, crunch, one more step, crunch, on, up and up we went. I was smoked and falling off the pace. I could feel that I was the one holding up the team because the rope kept being pulled taut by the guy in front of me, meaning he was moving faster than I was. The nylon rope we had tied to each other was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?